Tom Hardy, he's an extremely versatile actor. He's willing to try everything. His favourite saying is, let's see what it isn't, so you give it a shot. He's very, very brave in that way. He's also highly skilled. I mean, I first saw him in Bronson and then Steward of Life Backwards, two different roles, the miniseries that he did with Benedict. And then, you know, he's taking on Elton John. I mean, who does all of that? And he's prepared to do it, and he's got the skill, and he's also got the physical skill to do it. I think he played rugby. He's very, very quick. He's very athletic, and he's also got a lot of stuff going inside of him. And for a character that's very laconic, who only really speaks one word in the first 20 minutes of the movie, except from voiceover in the beginning, you know, for a silent character, you're getting a lot of stuff from him.
There you go, George Miller, clearly a huge fan of Tom Hardy. And actually, Alistair, you just described there, you know, the range of roles. He is one of our most extraordinary current actors, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I love Tom Hardy because he's just really unpredictable, as I said, in his choices and also the choices he makes within the movie. I think what's interesting about the character this time is that Mad Max, as a character, he's never really been mad in a sort of one flew over the cuckoo's nest kind of way. He's always been kind of angry as hell mad. When Mel Gibson played him, he was kind of like this nihilistic primal, almost like punk rock angel of death, who was sort of engaged in acts of vehicular vengeance on against these kind of crazy kind of freaks on the road. And in this one, Tom Hardy plays him as somebody who is actually a bit insane. Mm-hmm. He's got like voices in his head. He's haunted by, they have a sort of shared backstory with the character that Mel Gibson played. He's haunted by the death of his wife and child, or being unable to save him. And these things kind of like play around in his head, and he sort of channels all that kind of I guess just madness, as well as being just really angry and nihilistic, yeah, as well. So it's a different approach to the character, and I think it just makes it so, it's just so interesting and fascinating to watch. He's got such a fascinating face. It's a really he's got a really, in the same way that Mel Gibson had, if you watch Mel Gibson's first two movies, he's got a really striking, beautiful-looking kind of actor. And Tom Hardy's got that same kind of thing going on.
Yeah, and a wee bit of the chameleon. Nigel, yeah, clearly, I'm sure he worked for you, because you've talked about how much you loved it. I'm wondering about Charlize Theron. It sounds like it's a bit of a plum role for somebody who has real screen presence, as she has.
Yes, fantastic. I mean, she plays a character called Furiosa, but in a sense, she is the Mad Maxine to Tom Hardy's Mad Max, because they have equal screen time. And in fact, if anything, her character comes over more strongly.
Segment 1. Tom Hardy, he's an extremely versatile actor. He's willing to try everything. His favourite saying is, let's see what it isn't, so you give it a shot. He's very, very brave in that way. He's also highly skilled. I mean, I first saw him in Bronson and then Steward of Life Backwards, two different roles, the miniseries that he did with Benedict. And then, you know, he's taking on Elton John. I mean, who does all of that? And he's prepared to do it. And he's got the skill. And he's also got the physical skill to do it. I think he played rugby. He's very, very quick. He's very athletic.
Segment 2.
And he's also got a lot of stuff going inside of him. And for a character that's very laconic, who only really speaks one word in the first 20 minutes of the movie, except from voiceover in the beginning, you know, for a silent character, you're getting a lot of stuff from him.
There you go, George Miller, clearly a huge fan of Tom Hardy. And actually, Alistair, you just described there, you know, the range of roles. He is one of our most extraordinary current actors, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I love Tom Hardy because he's just really unpredictable, as I said, in his choices and also the choices he makes within the movie. I think what's interesting about the character this time is that Mad Max, as a character, he's never really been mad in a sort of one flew over the cuckoo's nest kind of way. He's always been kind of angry as hell mad.
Segment 3.
When Mel Gibson played him, he was kind of like this nihilistic, primal, almost like punk rock angel of death who was sort of engaged in acts of vehicular vengeance against these kind of crazy kind of freaks on the road. And in this one, Tom Hardy plays him as somebody who is actually a bit insane. Mm-hmm. He's got like voices in his head. He's haunted by... They have a sort of shared backstory with the character that Mel Gibson played. He's haunted by the death of his wife and child or being unable to save him. And these things kind of like play around in his head, and he sort of channels all that kind of I guess just madness, as well as being just really angry and nihilistic as well. So it's a different approach to the character. And
segment 4.
I think it just makes it's just so interesting and fascinating to watch. He's got such a fascinating face. It's a really, he's got a really, in the same way that Mel Gibson had, if you watch Mel Gibson in his first two movies, he's got a really striking, beautiful looking kind of actor. And Tom Hardy's got that same kind of thing going on.
Yeah. And a wee bit of the chameleon. Nigel, clearly, I'm sure he worked for you because you've talked about how much you loved it. I'm wondering about Charlize Theron. It sounds like it's a bit of a plum role for somebody who has real screen presence as she has.
Yes, fantastic. I mean, she plays a character called Furiosa, but in a sense, she is the Mad Maxine to Tom Hardy's Mad Max, because they have equal screen time. And in fact, if anything, her character comes over more strongly.